All right there, ladies. We have only a couple of minutes until I go on stage. Do you understand my latest hypothesis, in which the synthesis created by the XY formula will generate a chaotic effect?
Dr. Gunn, I don't think I get it. Me neither.
Ladies, ladies, please, no need to show your breeding.
We're twin sisters.
That was my point. Anyway, let's go through this once more. The theory of the syntax of synaptic synergy, whereby the syntax being the arrangement... What?
2 minutes, Dr. Gunn.
I thought I left specific instruction that I not to be disturbed while I'm in conference with my assistants.
Sorry, Doctor. 2 minutes.
Loser. Okay, where were we? Ah, yes. The syntax being the interrelationship of my words, phrases, and sentences.
Yeah.
And the synaptic function being the manner in which these words and phrases are carried to the brain by impulses in the nervous system.
Uh-huh.
So if the words which I assert are directed at a person or group of persons are structured in such a way that the proper synaptic impulses carry that message between two active neurons.
Sure.
Then, according to the laws of synergy, if that message is powerful enough, the total effect of the message will be greater than the sum of those individuals affected.
I suppose, though.
Now, listen carefully. If hypothesis A presupposes that the message cannot be distilled to a greater sum, or if the onslaught of negative thoughts and images cannot be diffused to others, then the result will be X. Or unknown.
Yeah.
Or hypothesis B postulates that if messages given to individuals contain a variable, the diffusion will be Y. Then, the synthesis will be X times Y, or XY, and the synthesis becomes an antithesis, a perpetual synergetic affirmation. Understand?
Sure, Dr. Gunn.
Keep in mind that it's just a working theory. Until I can prove it.
Dr. Gunn.
What?
1 minute, Dr. Gunn. Just thought you'd like to know the crowd seems to be getting nervous and counting the tiles on the auditorium ceiling.
Another neurotic crowd. I love this business. Ladies, it's a working day, shall we?
Be forewarned that the life-changing message that you're about to receive reveals how one can achieve a state of total demotivation. Listen, understand, and apply the philosophy and principles you're about to hear, and you too will be prepared to repel success, health, and happiness. Our speaker for this series of lectures is the leader of the beleaguered masses, king of the heartbroken, shepherd of the apathetic, lord of failure, the don of the damned, pontificator of pessimism, and our heathenistic leader. Please welcome our honored speaker and the man of our times, Dr. Gypsy Gunn.
Thank you very much. I have never seen such a band of substantial people in my life, and I'm so glad to be here. I would like to start off by telling you that you're all a bunch of losers, and you all, well, suck, as if you didn't already know that. I don't mean that you're all bad, but your backbone is as strong as a wall in a condemned building, and you all have the structural integrity of a jellyfish. And I congratulate you on mustering up enough brain power to arrive at this place. I am Dr. Gypsy Gunn, and I have seen the past to regain the future and to put it in its place. Stand short, sunken chest in, dirty untied boots, unshaven, unclean, unnatural, unrelated, unpredictable, and unpleasant. In the not-too-distant past, I, in a heavy medicated, self-prescribed state, meditated on the forthcoming disaster my followers will create through thought patterns and physical uncontrolled behavior. Ask me for no expectation, and I'll sell you no voraciousness. Enough of my ranting and raving. I must get to the point of no return. People often ask me the same pinheaded questions over and over. Dr. Gypsy Gunn, how do you do it? How do you demotivate people? How do you turn a washout into a burden on society? Well, for the simpleton, it's not as elementary as it may seem. When individuals first come into contact with me, they abhor me. But once they stay in contact, they become intrigued with my great principles and begin to see things my way. In other words, this is the method in which I show you how to embed negative and destructive thoughts into your subconscious and cause you to act on these powerful negative neurostimuli. This is the method I refer to as the principle of acquired succession. What I mean by a quiet succession is the ability to act on negative thoughts more readily than those ugly, positive, and constructive thoughts. The principle of a quiet succession, together with my powerful negative neurostimuli, will guarantee you a lackluster life full of doom and poverty. You will eventually find that you have no physical or cerebral control over yourself as these fundamental and powerful principles take hold of your subconscious and your life. Through my teachings, I will lay out for you a roadmap of negativity and guide you in becoming the creators of your own misfortune and angst. These subconscious stimuli will eventually relate and transmit to your physical behavior, and the cycle of depravity will then be complete. As most of you may already have understood, and I'll repeat it again for those of you who are extra thick in mental stature, this is a demotivational seminar. I have spent many, many years analyzing famous personages, their accomplishments, but mainly their downfalls. This evening, I will guide you through several stages of demotivation. The first stage in the series is entitled Retrogression. Remember, I live through your lack of inspiration. Thank you very much. Let's get started, shall we? I'd like to begin by getting to know you. I'd like to meet someone from the audience. You, madam, in the third row. Yes, you, stand up.
Yes?
I notice that you have beautiful clothes, hair, and your makeup is very symmetrical. That ensemble is quite becoming.
Thank you. Herr Doctor?
My, that looks terrific. What I would like to know is, who the hell do you think you are coming here all jazzed up, looking like you've been run over by Rodeo Drive? This is no place for you. Guards, banish this woman. She has no right being here.
Ostoya?
She must be strip searched and conditioned. It is great fortune I have large female bodybuilders as security for just such emergencies. She will learn. Oh, yes, she will. Let's proceed, shall we? Good. First, let's get the mundane stuff out of the way. You know, peace, love and marriage, relationships, money, health and friendship, education, and the rest of that crap. Love? Love is to relish, hold the onions. Peace is a non-existent, stale silence. Marriage, an institution. Remember, marriage is grand and the divorce will cost you at least 50 more. Peace and love? What the hell is that crap? More war and more hate. Your cloud is lined with asbestos. When you fight, and you will, lead with your chin. You'll find that people will beat you with your own fists. Go ahead and knock yourself out. More cigarettes, more booze, more pills, more dirt, more scum, more pus, more UV rays, more white bread, more depressants, more rage, more random violence, more horror, more serial killings, more stalking, more people out of control, more bestiality, and more burning cars. How many of you own or drive a car? Does the car you drive have any aesthetic value whatsoever? Probably not. Let's use the car you drive as an example. Visualize your vehicle, whatever it may be, as an extension of your persona and a representation of your lifestyle. You should immediately begin to practice a series of easy steps which will ensure an eventual breakdown of both your physical being and mental stability. It's simple. Use your vehicle as a representation of your lifestyle. Therefore, metaphorically, you operate your vehicle in the same manner as you live your life. Thus, never change the oil or put more in. Use more leaded gasoline. Use sugar smack fuel additive and airbags filled with bricks. Transmission fluid's not for you, nor is window washer fluid, safe batteries, clean windows, oil filters, properly inflated tires, seatbelt, or passengers. I want to know that the next time I'm driving along the freeway and see a car fire blocking four lanes of traffic, pissing off all the commuters, it was a graduate of my seminars. Interaction is very important in our society. So, in turn, I must demand that there be no conversations, with the exception to the following. Reruns of Wild Kingdom, hot dogs or wieners, banjo music, feminism, caked on grime, foot or anus sores, slack jaws, hillbilly love-ins, or pinched nerves. You have no friends, and the leeches you associate with are bigger losers than you. And because you have no real friends, you have picnics for one, and refuse to eat the potato salad that you made yourself.
Potatoes!
Health and eating habits. That's simple. What you will do is change food habits immediately. Diets? What do the first three letters in the word diet spell? You will immediately pollute your bloodstream with choice foods. Choice meaning your choice.
Meatball!
Use visualization techniques to see yourself eating what you want when you want. I suggest eating your choice foods before bed so that your nightmares will be almost as bad as your life. You say to yourself, I'd like to visualize my diet consisting of one of a number of my favorite choice foods. Cheese, rare pork, anchovy potato chips, raw liver, live squirrel, skeleton marrow, fried chisels, cracked baby soup, soybeans wrapped in bacon, barbecue tumors, and ill-flavored stews. Nobody tells me what and when to eat. Can you see cottage cheese thighs as your friend, girls? And wet loaves of bread as your gut, fellas? Visualize and you will see it, and it will happen. Money. That's simple. Always bet your last $20 on a horse named Hangover to win. Invest in a company that intends to market and sell blonde wigs to the Swedes. Buy stock in a company that makes CFC-flavored banaka in a third-world country that practices infant labor. Invest in companies that are into whaling, baby seal clubbing, harvesting rare plants, and or hunting nearly extinct species. But then again, you probably have no finances and you've lost your desire to make money altogether. This is a good first step, and probably one of the many reasons you are here. Power. A vague term, let's clear it up. Power is closely associated with money. Remember, real power is imposed, not shared. The word power can have either a positive or negative connotation until you fully understand its true meaning. Power can be directly correlated to a well-developed physique, money, or specialized knowledge, none of which you have. What then do you people do? What I will teach you is to create your own power. The power of the powerless, the inability to change your life. The ability to make things work against you rather than for you. You can be the rulers of your own personal kingdoms of submission. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Too bad it happens to be the headlight from a train headed straight for you. You, in yourself, are a heartbreaking struggle. All physical activity will stop except for the following. Hunting. You will hunt, but only hunt with the method of sound shooting. What is sound shooting, you ask? Well, when you're in the woods, you hear a sound, you shoot where the sound comes from, especially at night. There will be urban hunting using the same method. Hear a sound? Fire your weapon. More riots, more looting, more guns in the city, and more blood in the streets. I'm calling for more blood in the streets, damn it! Pandemonium! In your new cities, you will only heat your homes by way of tire fires. Vacations in emergency rooms in ghetto neighborhoods, and your entertainment there will consist of speed amputations using starving rats as scalpels and pickled egg juice as anesthetic. Now that's entertainment! Baseball, football, hockey, basketball, figure skating, movies, plays, and seeing a man singing in the rain? Not for you. They can have the effect of over-utilizing your brain. Sports, other than hunting, as I said before, is not worth it, unless it involves high quantities of steroids or leads to serious injury. I find acceptable human bone caper tossing, armchair road apple eating, candle stuffing, mud wrestling, cat jumping, and of course, dog fighting. Dog fighting, the most acceptable of the aforementioned.
Fighting bucks on Rover!